I'm Patty Williams, and I'm glad you're joining us today with Insights. We're going to talk about our latest podcast, Taught Thoughts and Caught Actions. Teresa's here in the studio with me today to explore some of these questions that we have, and glad to have you here, Teresa.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here. I had so much fun on our last question and answer series, so let's go ahead and get started.
All right. What do you got for me?
Okay, first question up. Patty, what are taught thoughts?
Taught thoughts. It's something to say, isn't it? Taught thoughts and caught actions that we're talking about today are thoughts and actions that have been taught to us as children. You know, when we were growing up, we had a lot of people influencing our life. And some of those people had certain ways of doing things or actions that they did over and over in front of us. And the thoughts behind what they were doing, we kind of caught, and the thoughts were taught to us. So we kind of picked those up as we grew up, and not just in our family, but very influential people within our lives. And we can just kind of mimic those and start doing the same thing that we saw produced in front of us.
Wow. Well, Patty, does this mean that correcting our children is a negative?
No, not really. When I'm talking about the taught thoughts and caught actions, we're going to address the negative ones today. We want to look at things that could be producing something negative in our life now and affecting us today. So that's what we want to probe in our own life. If you listen to the podcast, you realize that God called me down on something as I was speaking to my children, and my voice progressively became higher, and it became a scream. And at that moment, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, do I talk to you that way? That was a very humbling moment, and it brought me to a place of soul searching. And that's what I wanted our listeners to do. Is this is not about looking and thinking, well, I don't do this or I don't do that. But I think God wants us to allow Him to search our heart and, you know, to find what it is that we're doing that may not be pleasing to Him and may be producing the wrong things in our children or in those around us because of our actions or our thoughts that we're doing. And that's what happened to me. You know, I had to stop and realize, wow, this is not good. And I had to try to do something different.
You know, that's interesting that you say that. I've had friends over the years tell me that, you know, when they grew up, if their parents wanted them to produce something in their life or make a change in their life, that they had used a lot of guilt or manipulation to get them to change their actions. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, I think that is a taught thought and a caught action there. Is a lot of times we think that to get someone to do something, we're going to manipulate them into doing it, then we have succeeded in what we wanted to do. But we have to step back and look at that scenario. If we're manipulating people to do something, then they're not doing it out of love or out of respect. They're doing it because of some other reason. Let me rephrase that. So if we use guilt and manipulation, we're really withholding. It's kind of like, here's my love, but if you don't do that, I'm going to hold it back. I'm going to pull this back if you don't do that. And so I'm going to control you with guilt and manipulation. So you have to jump through the hoops or do what I want you to do to make sure that you earn my love. But, you know, God's love's not like that. His love is unconditional. So it's not that you want to let people get by with things or don't ever address those people or correct our children, but it's the attitude. It's the attitude of the heart that really makes the difference. The attitude of my heart when I was screaming at my children was not an attitude of love, but I had caught that thought and I caught action in that taught thought. I was repeating it without really understanding what I was doing. I was just doing something to raise my children the way I had been raised. So it wasn't something that I really felt like I needed to do or thought through it. it was just a taught thought and a caught action, which was not producing good in my children or me. And so those things are then passed on to them.
Right.
So the manipulation and guilt is something that gives us people, gives them the control over you. So you constantly are, you know, you kind of are walking on eggshells. How is this going to work? Is, you know, am I going to be good enough today? And, you know, if we have to do that with God, I just thank the Lord that we have a Savior who paid the price, and, you know, He's going to make up the difference, you know, because we're not perfect. So I think manipulation and guilt is a bad way to raise, you know, to raise our children, or to if you're wanting to find real love with them, you know, receiving love and giving them love. I don't think that's going to produce that through that.
You know, it reminds me, you know, you always have these thoughts, and then you always speak them when you get older. I'm never going to do what my parents did. I'm not going to do that, because we know it hurt us.
Right.
Or it didn't feel good. And, you know, inevitably, I have found in almost everyone that I speak with as an adult will say, I swore I would never do that, and I do it. Why do we do that?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wrote the taught thoughts and caught actions, because I found a lot of it in my life. And it doesn't mean that our parents or others, influential people in our life were bad, or they were trying to hurt us. Most of them were just repeating the taught thoughts and the caught actions that they had brought up under. And so it's not that all of them, it's not that our upbringing is wrong, but there may have been some negative things that were produced there. And I know in my life, I had to step back and think, how did that make me feel when somebody's screaming at me to do this, and it's at a pitch that is way too high to feel like you're being loved at the time. And they're small children. Do they really deserve that for just to go clean up the room? And I realized how out of balance I was in that area. And also that, you know, God doesn't do us that way. And it's the love of God that draws us in. So I think that's very important.
Yeah, that is a great answer, Patty. So I think everybody can relate to that. I don't know very many people that I haven't met that haven't said, I don't want to repeat. I'll never do what my parents did.
Well, you know, and thank God for our parents. You know, they right. did the best they can do. And if you're a parent, I know you're doing the best you can do. And that's very important. But the more we yield ourselves and our heart to God, the better job we can do. And so that's what we're talking about. We're not blaming other people. We're not looking at them and saying they're the problem. We're saying, you know, with God, all things are possible. And, you know, I started doing things different because of Him. I do want to relate a scripture. When you said, Teresa, that people say, you know, I'll never do that. And I think most of us have done that because we've been hurt, because our parents aren't perfect and we're not perfect. And, you know, there's a time to stop blaming your parents. It's not their parents' fault. You grow up and you go on with life, but there's a hurt there, and we have to deal with that. And I want to use a scripture to help us with that today in John 20, verse 23. This was a scripture that really ministered to me and spoke a lot. I hope it gives you a lot of motivation to forgive. The scripture says, whosoever sins ye remit, they're remitted unto them. Remit means to give back. And whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. So you retain the sin. So people say, why am I doing the same thing? You know, I've had people that were abused by their parents physically, and that I would minister to, and they said, I'll never do this because I know how it hurt. And yet they grew up and became abusers of their children and couldn't figure out why. Well, this scripture shows us why. We need to forgive. If you're listening to this and you have some deep, deep hurts in your life, and there's some things there that you're producing in your life that you have was produced in your life through your parents, and now you're producing them in your children's lives through your own actions, I want to encourage you. God wants to help you get into a new place. He wants to heal your heart. And through that, you can forgive. You forgive your parents. Then God can help you get into a new place to where love can flow through your heart. And your children can feel that. Right now, I'm going to pray for someone out there. I just want to pray right now for any of those people. If you're a parent, or if you're, maybe you're not a parent yet, maybe you're afraid that you would never be able to have children because you would be afraid you wouldn't be able to raise them right, or that you may abuse them. And God, I lift up these, everyone that's hearing this right now, everyone with the sound of my voice right now, I just pray, God, for your grace. For your grace and your mercy to reach out to them. And I pray, Lord, that you help them to forgive. Forgiveness is where we start healing. And I just ask that you help them to look beyond their own hurts, that they give those hurts to you, and that you give them the grace to start forgiving their parents or an influential person in their life, someone else in their life. Maybe it was a family member that you were sexually abused. Maybe you were mentally abused by someone, or maybe it's a boyfriend, or maybe a husband that has hurt you. Where I'm just praying right now for God's grace to be there for you and to cover you and to give you peace in your heart, that He will walk you out of that. And if you have any questions or would like to contact us, feel free to do so and go to pattywilliams.org, and just respond on that on our website. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray for you. We have a prayer warriors that pray. We would love to lift you up with the Lord and help stand with you to receive your total healing in that area. In Jesus' name, amen.
We enjoyed being in the studio today, answering your questions on Taught Thoughts and Caught Actions. We'd love to hear your comments and feedback. Just drop us a note, either in the podcast app that you're using or on our Facebook page, Patty Williams Ministry. Thanks.